Good morning from sunny Florida. This is Linda Morris, and today we are talking about a subject that I really haven't known that much about. I've just had fringe information, and I decided it's time to learn more about negative ions and also positive ions, because I remember my mom bought me an air filter system. I think it was like 1992. That's back when I was still having the horrible headaches before I found Nucan. And she bought me this little air system that had put out negative ions that was supposed to really help with that. And, you know, it's kind of funny. We always think of everything we should, oh, it's positive, it's good for you. Whereas negative ions that are really good for you is called negative. So it's always been kind of curious. So I found some really great information. In fact, I bought a little book from Focus on Growth a few years ago, so at least I got some of the highlights from that. But I'm just going to dive into what are negative and positive ions. Ions are around you right now, and whether you are aware of them or not, there is a good chance they are affecting the way you feel, and quite possibly your health as well. An ion is a molecule that has lost or gained an electron through various atmospheric forces of environmental influences. They're both positive and negative ions, but as we shall see, the names are misleading. See, I told you. What are positive ions? Positive ions are usually carbon dioxide molecules that have been stripped of an electron, also known as positively charged ions. They have been demonstrated to have a negative effect on your body. This is particularly the case with your lungs and respiratory tract, but your immune system can also be affected. This is because positive ions can be so small they are absorbed directly into your bloodstream from the air you breathe. An excess of positive charged ions in your environment is believed to contribute to tiredness and a lack of energy, tension, anxiety, and irritability. Positive ions have been investigated as a contributing factor for asthma and depression. In nature, positive ions are commonly formed by high winds, dust, humidity, and pollution, and are at their highest just before an electrical storm. This has been hypothesized as why so many people feel so uneasy before a storm and why respiratory problems are commonly reported at this time as well. If you've ever spent a lot of time walking beside a busy road or inside a laundromat, you will have experienced the tiring effects of a highly positively charged environment. And fortunately, our modern-day homes and workplaces have also been chronic generators of potentially harmful positive ions. Office air conditioning systems, fluorescent lights, and electrical and computer equipment are all potent positive ion generators. And actually, remind me to talk about the Santa Ana winds. That just popped into my mind, so I'm writing myself a note. In your home, fluorescent lighting and electrical equipment such as televisions and clothes dryers are big outputters of positive ions, as are the fibers in carpets, curtains, and upholstery. Women's hair dryers are particularly strong source as well. Worse still, as many homes are often well-sealed from the outside, there's little chance for negative ions to counteract this damage. Additionally, unless you live in the country, opening your window may not be that beneficial anyway. Large towns and city environments have sometimes been tested as having less than a third of the beneficial negative ions in air when compared to country environments, along with a variety of other damaging pollutants. So what are negative ions? Negatively charged ions are the opposite of positive ions, and they have directly the opposite effect on your health, mood, and energy levels. Negative ions are created when a molecule gains a negatively charged electron. Due to this nature, they are statically attracted to airborne particles like dust, mold, and other pollutants and potential allergens. By attracting these pollutants and allergens, they give them a negative charge, and rather than drifting in the air, they are grounded and fall to the floor or near a surface. Even bacteria and viruses circling in a room may be heavily reduced by negative ions attaching to them and removing them from the air. Let me read that again. Even bacteria and viruses circling in a room may be heavily reduced by negative ions attaching to them and removing them from the air. In the natural world, negative ions are in abundance. particularly in a forest, at the beach, and most intensely near waterfalls. This is a good part of the reason why you usually feel so great in these places and find it difficult to be tired or depressed. The most powerful demonstration of the energizing and refreshing effects of negative ions can be tasted in the air after a thunderstorm. What if you could bring this effect home with you? Negative ionizers is all about just how to do that. And that's why we have the Kinko Air Purifier from Nikken that we are so grateful to have. There's more on the many... Okay. Negative ion benefits for your health. Negative ions are oxygen atoms charged with an extra electron. Here's how they can both clear the air in your home of allergens like pollen and mold and hazardous airborne particles such as bacteria and viruses, and have some surprisingly beneficial effects on your health. What do negative ions do? Negative ions are created in nature by the effects of water, air, sunlight, and the Earth's inherent radiation. They are most prevalent in natural places and particularly around moving water or after a thunderstorm. That taste in the air and feeling you get at the beach or near a waterfall or after a storm is your body being saturated in the benefits of negative ions. What if there were a way to take that feeling you have with you and keep it going in your bedroom, under your comforter, lounge room, kitchen or office, as well as cleaning the air of contaminants? Negative ions clear the air of dust, mold spores, pollen, pet dander, odors, cigarette smoke, bacteria, and viruses. They do this by attaching to these positively charged particles in large numbers. This causes the pollen, mold, bacteria, etc. to become too heavy to stay airborne. At this point, it drops to the floor or attaches to a nearby surface, thus removing it from the air you breathe and preventing it from causing respiratory problems and other health issues. So how do negative ionizers work? Add to that positive ion producing air conditioning, electrical equipment like televisions, and clothes dryers, and even carpet and upholstery, and our homes have become what has been described as positive ion prisons. Our homes and workplaces are usually sealed off from the natural benefits of negative ions. Even if you do keep your windows open, aside from all the pollution, if you live in a busy town or city, the concentration of negative ions in the air may be a tenth of that found in a country environment. For a list of the harmful effects positive ions can have on your health, well, we can just tell you about some of that. I'll get to that. You do have one negative ion generator in your home already, though, your shower. With its stream of hot water and steam, is a good producer of negative ions. That's part of why so many people need a shower to wake up in the morning. Wow, sometimes here in the Florida, well, because it is, can be really hot if you're outside. I've taken two or three showers in a day. No wonder I'm so happy, right? Modern negative ionizers work by using a method called corona discharge, which is actually modeled on the way lightning occurs. A tiny current of electrons flow down a needle to its point. The nearer the electrons come to the needle point, the closer they are forced together. Since electrons naturally repel each other, when they reach the very tip of the needle, they are forced off into the nearest air molecule and become a negative ion. Negative ions repel each other as well, so as more and more are produced, they are emitted further and further out into the room they are in. The more powerful the ionizer, the more beneficial ions they can produce, and the larger their range. The top 10 negative ion benefits for your health. There are, number one, negative ions increase your sense of well-being and mental clarity by removing the debilitating effects of excessive positive ions in your environment. Number two, negative ionizers are proven to clear the air of dust, pollen, pet dander, mold spores, and other potential allergens. I've had many people that are highly allergic to cats come to visit me, and I have two cats. And it's just amazing that, you know, you see the cat, I'm like, oh, no, I can't be in a room with a cat. I break out in welts or my throat closes up and I can't breathe. And oftentimes these individuals haven't even, they've been in my house for 30 minutes or more before a cat even walks down the stairs to say hello. So it's very fascinating. And some of those people that are, you know, really concerned, I'll take one of the Nikan magnetic necklaces and put around their neck. And I had one gentleman that he's like, no, I'm starting to feel it. I'm going to have to go. And I put a power band around his neck. And literally in 10 minutes, he raised his hand, because we were doing a wellness home tour. He raised his hand, he says, I would not have believed this had I not experienced this. But I, you know, all my symptoms just calmed down and went away. He's like, and I just had to share because this is to me, this is a miracle. So, wow. You know, the tools that we have access to are just amazing. Number three, a good ionizer can significantly decrease airborne viruses and bacteria in your home. Four, improves the function of the cilia in your respiratory tract that protect your lungs from irritation and inflammation, thus leading to less instances of respiratory illnesses like colds and flu and even hay fever and asthma. Now, that's a very fascinating number four, because improves the function of the cilia, which are the little hairs in your lungs and also in your nose, because the old air ionizers of the past, actually the way they generated negative ions, it would actually burn those hairs up. So they actually, and that's why Image went out of business, because their negative ion generators emitted ozone, which is a low-level gas. And as a former flight attendant, in our emergency procedures manual, they actually talked about ozone poisoning and the symptoms of headache and irritability and anxiousness and sleeplessness. And ozone is an odorless gas, but it always smells electrical. You can always smell if somebody has one of those air filters in their room or in their house or in their business. And they weren't just made by Sharper Image. There were lots of companies. I think Lightning Air was another. I can't remember them all. But I could actually, and it's actually that. Those ozone generators actually led to people having different illnesses and opening the door for them catching more colds, because it was burning all those little hairs that are supposed to keep the bacteria, the bad stuff, out of your body. And because they were all burned, and it was like, ooh, it became a clear highway to your lungs. So that's why I'm so grateful to Nikan being the Japanese Health Research Institute that they are, of course, American. Now, they figured out how to create the negative ions using a low-level light, so it's all good benefits, no negative negative benefits. So just had to share that, too. Now, moving on to number five, negative ionizers have a relaxing effect and have been reported to normalize your breathing rate, decrease blood pressure, and to relieve tension. Number six, studies show high levels of negative ions can be as effective at treating seasonal affective disorder, otherwise known as SAD, as commonly prescribed antidepressants. Obviously, discuss any medication changes with your doctor. Number seven, improved energy levels and focus. Research at the University of California showed negative ions normalize serotonin levels in the brain, potentially improving a person's positive outlook and mood. Number eight, better sleep. A French study found using negative ionizers could help you to sleep better. This is once again due to their positive effects in normalizing serotonin production in the brain. Number nine, reduces instances of headaches and sickness. The company Norwich Union found installing negative ion air cleaners in a work area full of computers and other electrical equipment reduced instances of reported sickness and headaches by 78%. Negative ionizers are also routinely used in hospitals in Europe for the beneficial impact on patients' health and healing rates. Number 10, elevated mental concentration and performance. Testing has regularly shown that subjects exposed to high levels of negative ions perform better in mentally challenging tasks than those breathing normal positive ion-dense air. Pierce Howard, PhD at the Center for Applied Cognitive Sciences, says in the Owner's Manual for the Brain, negative ions increase the flow of oxygen to the brain, resulting in higher alertness, decreased drowsiness, and more mental energy. Nowadays, new and innovative ways of generating native ionizing benefits are being developed. Ionizers are becoming smaller and more stylish. There even are highly portable version you can take to work, which is what we call the Air Wellness Traveler. It's still available and on sale. Now think about what the air is like in your air. The air inside your car can be one of the most polluted environments you spend time in. Sweat and odors get trapped in the upholstery while the dashboard and fabric itself off-gases with a variety of potentially hazardous compounds. Add to this all of the carbon monoxide, high levels of positive ions, and other pollution from the road, and it's not surprising how often we feel drained after driving for any length of time. I always have my car on recirculate air because I don't want the outside air coming in to see me. Let's see, and did I read this page? I think I did. So, I think that's all I had. And actually, I did forward this information on to Steve, so he can possibly add it onto the blog in the future when he gets this up and ready to be listened to. So, I am going to unmute, or actually, you know what? Anybody that has a testimony, star 6 to unmute yourself. If there's something you'd like to share about what you've noticed with negative ions. Or maybe I do have to push star 6 myself. Let me try it. There we go. Who would like to share what they've noticed with having an air wellness, or the Kingo Air Purifier?
I gave my daughter a air wellness because of her asthma. That was the only residual effects that she had from juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And her arthritis kind of just goes away. Although she smokes, she has a better breathing habit and she hasn't had an asthma attack in years.
Yeah, that's a really great point, too, Heather, about the asthma attack. Because I don't have asthma, but I choked. I actually had a bad cold, and I was coughing so much that I couldn't stop coughing. And to the point that my airway completely closed up by the time I got to my garage door. I ran in the house, ran upstairs. My friend came downstairs and could see what was going on, and I did the sign of I need a glass of water because I didn't have any left in my car, and he brought me that, and I was behind the air filter, turned it up to turbo, and was breathing that air, drank the water, and within about, it had to be only about a minute, I was able to actually start, my airway was starting to relax so I could actually get air, because I couldn't even get a gasp of breath. That was very, very scary.
Yeah.
But that air filter and our water, in my opinion, saved my life. you can't get air, and you're close to a hospital, but it's still 6 minutes away. It's not very encouraging, so I'm very grateful. I never leave home without at least 2 bottles of water, and I have my air filter, my water filter with me, so.
Cool.
Yes.
Mhm. Whenever we set up a wellness classroom, that's one of the things we include for that very reason that you mentioned in the readings, is that because we have all this electric pollution around us all the time. Anything electrical puts out a positive ion, and yay, it's positive, but exactly what it said, no, it's not. It actually draws energy from you. And so when we set up a wellness classroom, we put an air filter in there to generate that negative ion. And if you are in a dust storm in New Mexico, the static in the air gets really bad. And in fact, you can feel it when you touch anything metal, it'll shock you. And that's the electric static. But those kids, they're learning increases, like it mentioned, because those positive ions are not in the classroom as much. and it says to that electrical current going through and the lights, the fluorescent lights going through the room, you can't have my energy. I've got negative ions counteracting the effects of the positive ions. And it really makes a big difference. We especially, we have set them up in special needs classrooms, and the teachers are just truly amazed. If you turn that off, the kids notice it. There's something wrong. There's something wrong in this room. And you turn that on. So at night, they just turn them on full blast, fill that room with negative ions, and wow, what a difference it makes to a kid and the way they feel about even just going to school. I feel better at school. I like going to school. So it's amazing what it can do. I have one in, I actually have three in my house, but one of them sits right beside our bed. So at night, we're filling our lungs and our little hairs in our ears and our noses and all of that with those negative ions, which is really good for our health.
That reminds me, thank you, Gloria, for sharing that. That reminds me about the Santa Ana winds and the little book I picked up from Focus on Growth, and it was talking about, I remember the season that I lived in Los Angeles, and they were talking about the Santa Ana winds because I was in, well, I was in Santa Ana area. And they talked about the Santa Ana winds. Oh, the Santa Ana winds are blowing, so be aware. And, yeah, you're close to an ocean, so you think, well, Santa Ana winds, that would be bringing positive energy, right? Good stuff. Well, actually, it was bringing positive ions, which are not the positive. And that's when they saw the increase of the crime rate, suicide, murders, depression, all of this bad stuff is when the Santa Ana winds are blowing and bringing in all those positive ions. And there's another place in France, and actually the author of this little book, she lived, I think it was somewhere in France, I can't remember right now where it was, but every time she was home, she would be depressed, and she, like her gallbladder would be acting up, and she wasn't feeling, she just felt sick. And then when she would travel to just about anywhere else in the world, she would feel a lot better. And at first, she's like, oh, I'm just on vacation. Then she started noticing that she'd go home and she'd feel really ill and bad again. So she started to do some research, and that area that she lived in, actually they called it witch's winds, and it was bringing in these positive ions. And so she just started to do more research about the effects of those witch's winds. And that's what a Santa Ana wind is. So I found that pretty fascinating because you hear about some of these things, but you don't really listen like you listen here on this call. So I found that pretty fascinating.
Hey, Linda, this is Barbara. Hey, we just went on a trip, and I take my water with me, but I didn't take the air with me this go-round. And I walked into an office of, you know, it was at a church, and they had this big box, and I just smelled the electrical, and I'm like, and I didn't even have to say, is this an ozonator or whatever? It was like, oh, do you mind if we just turn that off right now? And I opened the doors, opened the windows, and was like, oh, my gosh, it's, you start to get I start to get a sore throat, I start to, have that tickle in my throat, and it's just not a good, and I'm lucky that I can smell that smell. Some people can't make that distinction, but, you know, they still have them out there, and I think we need to let people know that if you use it when you're not there
and no
turn it off.
Either. Yeah, and especially the birds. I think it'll kill a bird.
Oh, really? See, that's the amazing thing, because I just walked in and it was like, it gives me what people feel like with asthma and other things, because it just starts to constrict. It starts to have the dry, raspy throat. And anyway, I just thought I'd share that because it was like, whew. I do know when we had the red tide here, you know, it gets pretty bad in Florida sometimes, and I didn't really realize how bad it was until I went to the mall. And I parked way far away because I like to get my exercise and stuff. And I just kind of
parked away and I walked, and all of a sudden I'm like, same thing. The nose, the sore throat, the raspy. It's like, ooh, I better hurry because I could almost feel it going down into my lungs. And when I came out of the mall, I found myself running to my car, turning my car on because I had the little traveler in my car. And then after a couple of quick breaths, it all went away. So it was like,
amazing, the positive effects.
Exactly.
So Barbara, based on that information, I just Googled ozone health benefits, and I'm on the EPA, United States Environmental Protection Agency website.
Oh,
I
good.
Google is fast, isn't it? Health effects. Ozone in the air we breathe can harm our health. Typically on hot, sunny days when ozone can reach unhealthy levels, even relatively low levels of ozone can cause health effects. Children, people with lung diseases, older adults, and people who are active outdoors, including outdoor workers, may be particularly sensitive to ozone. Children are at greatest risk from exposure to ozone because their lungs are still developing and they're more likely to be active outdoors when ozone levels are high, which increases their exposure. Children are also more likely than adults to have asthma. Breathing ozone can trigger a variety of health problems, including chest pain, coughing, throat irritation, and congestion. It can worsen bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. Ground-level ozone can also reduce lung function and inflame the linings of the lungs. Repeated exposure may permanently scar lung tissue. Ozone can make it difficult to breathe deeply and vigorously, cause shortness of breath and pain when taking a deep breath, cause coughing and sore or scratchy throat, inflame and damage the airways. Remember to mute yourself again, it's star 6. Aggravate lung diseases such as asthma, emphysema, and chronic bronchitis, increase the frequency of asthma attacks, make the lungs more susceptible to infection, continue to damage the lungs even when the symptoms have disappeared. These effects may lead to increased school absences, medication use, visits to doctors and emergency rooms, and hospital admissions. Research also indicates that ozone exposure may increase the risk of premature death from heart or lung disease. Well, that's a pretty negative effect. Ozone is particularly likely to reach unhealthy levels on hot, sunny days in an urban environment. It is a major part of urban smog. Ozone can also be transported long distances by wind. For this reason, even rural areas can experience high levels of ozone. And in some cases, ozone can occur throughout the year in some southern and mountain regions. So, just to remind you, ozone, okay, aloe vera filled with trapped air in your lungs. Ozone can cause the muscles in the airways to constrict, trapping air in the alveoli. This leads to wheezing and shortness of breath. In people with asthma, it can result in asthma attacks. Effects on the airways. Ozone is a powerful oxidant that can irritate the air, causing coughing, burning sensation, wheezing, and shortness of breath, and it can aggravate asthma and other lung diseases. So, yes, ozone is a bad dude. And I remember when I lived in...
So why do they say that people should use it in their homes?
That's it, Barbara, is who is they. They are not thinking. They were looking at the benefits of negative ions, but they weren't thinking of the negative effects of ozone. But I remember going with my dad in the truck when I was like 10 years old, and we'd be in California. And I wanted to go in the swimming pool, and there were ozone warnings that day. Actually, they said the air quality was so bad that you should not go outside. Well, I really wanted to go to the swimming pool. It was summer, and I was in California. And I remember coughing and coughing and coughing. And I was 10 years old. I still remember that. And we had to leave and go inside. So, I'm so grateful to Nikan, but they only bring out products that have all positive effects, no negative effects, otherwise they won't let us have it. So I'm glad that they are integrity.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I think that's enough on this fabulous subject. So just remember to share your information on the Air Wellness the purifiers and the travelers, and I'm going to, I've had mine in my car, but I haven't had it plugged in, but boy, I'm plugging it in today, and I'm actually going to the spa environment today, and I'm taking one with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's create happy effects everywhere we go.
Linda, this is Barb. That was great information. One of the things I was trying to get the car adapter for a customer, because hers is kind of broken, and they don't have them anymore. Does anybody have any suggestions of how you might get a car adapter?
I don't know, but that's something to look into.
The other thing is, if I can find in my files, I had a list of the benefits, scientific studies behind negative ions that was wonderful, because when my dad, he had emphysema, COPD, so that was the first thing I sent him when it came out. So if I can find that, I'll forward that on to you. But
The car adapter, guys, you just go get a car electrical one and then just plug it in. I mean, that's just the easiest way than to try and get a car adapter.
I'm not sure. It's a
electronic store.
It's a standard
plug.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably Radio Shack.
And they have this rotisserie, like a round thing that you can actually, they have different ones that you can plug into, like five different sockets.
Five adapters, right.
Yeah, thank you.
So for your car, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. That was worth asking.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And Gloria, how many air